Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We've got a lot of news to get into here today. It is Monday on the show, and as a result, we've got everything you ever wanted to know about Raw and SmackDown and more. And by more, I mean a bunch of news coming out of New Japan Pro Wrestling. If you're a fan of New Japan, we got a bunch of things. The full card for Wrestle Kingdom 13 has been announced. We have got cards for the Road to Tokyo Dome events, which are coming up on December 14th and 15th, which is just about the craziest weekend of the year. We can talk more about that later on today. We've got New Japan scheduled to return to the United States for two events, January 30th in Los Angeles, and yes, February 1st in Charlotte, North Carolina. Let me repeat that. January 30th, they're in LA, and the next day, they're in Charlotte, North Carolina. We could talk about those events here today. We've also got the full lineup for the WWE TLC show. We have an update on Big Cass. More on Raw coming up here tonight, and of course, if you want to talk about the UFC 231 show with Max Holloway, Brian Ortega, Valentina Shevchenko, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, Thiago Santos, Jimmy Manoa, any of those fights, you're welcome to do so here today. The phone number, as always, we're going to be a couple of options here today. The sports byline, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. The studio line, direct to me, 844-411-5411. And text messages, 425-780-7566. All of these numbers are available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Sports Byline is screen. Producer Dom will pick it up, and you'll be put on hold. My toll-free number here, the studio line, unscreened. So you'll just hear the show until we say you're on the air. And when you hear you're on the air, guess what? You're on the air. It's easy. So we'll take all of those here today and so much more. Back in a moment with Mike Sempervivi, your calls and texts. Wrestling Observer Live.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reign Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot to get into here today. We already have callers on the line. We'll get to those in a while. But the big news today, we have Raw and SmackDown previews. And we've also got a bunch of stuff coming out of the New Japan show this past weekend. We have a final card for Wrestle Kingdom 13. We had most of the card on yesterday's show, but this is the whole thing. Main event, Kenny Omega Tanahashi for the IWGP Heavyweight title. Chris Jericho Tetsuya Naito for the IWGP Intercontinental title. Okada versus Jay White. Kushida versus Taiji Ishimori for the IWGP Junior title. Cody versus Juice Robinson made official for the IWGP United States title. Cody is on the shelf at the moment for a knee injury, but he's going to be back for this show. Guerrillas of Destiny versus the Young Bucks versus Evil and Sonata for the IWGP Tag Team titles. We have Ishii versus Zack Sabre Jr. for the British Heavyweight title. Yoshinobu Kanemaru at El Desperado versus Roppongi 3K versus Bushi and Shingo Takagi for the IWGP Junior Tag Team titles. Kota Ibushi versus Will Ospreay for the Never Openweight title. And for the pre-show, a gauntlet match to determine the number one contenders for the Never Six-Man titles. You know what that means, everybody? Doesn't look like they're doing the New Japan Rumble. That makes me sad.
Very much.
Mike, your thoughts on this show?
I'm disappointed. No Rambo. No New Japan Rumble. Although, doesn't mean we still won't get a lot of wackiness. It's just the wackiness is going to come in six-man pairings that come down to the ring. And I have a feeling we still could get, like, the old guys to go down there and just be pinned in a minute and sent packing again. I'm hoping that's what it is because I know it's probably a really goofy thing, but I was a big fan of that. And I think a lot of people were. It was a fun way to open up that show. And like we mentioned yesterday about the main card, even though we didn't know the whole lineup at that time, on paper, it's one of the best wrestling, or it could be one of the best wrestling cards of all time. You look at those one-on-one matchups, and from Ishii, Sabre, Ibushi, Ospreay, Okada, and Jay White, I mean, no matter what you like, there's something there for you. And on top of Omega and Tanahashi, which ought to be, I don't know if it's going to be the match of the year, but I'm sure closing the New Japan show, the Tokyo Dome show, with all of that other stuff on there, I have a feeling that it's probably going to be on the short list and it'll last all year long. It's just, it's an amazing card. It's an absolutely amazing card with a little bit of something for everything and done with mostly singles matches, which is something I like a lot too.
Dude, when you look at the top five matches, Omega Tanahashi, Jericho Naito, Okada Jay White, Kushida Ishimori, and Ishii and Zack Sabre Jr., I'm not sure there will be any show in 2019 that will be better than this show. We'll see. We've said that many times.
You just left off Ibushi and Ospreay. I mean, it's like, it's amazing.
Ibushi and Ospreay, that's right. Six matches that all could be the match of the night. Think about that. Any one of those could end up being the match of the night. So that's a pretty damn good card. Now, we've also got Road to the Tokyo Dome. December 14th and December 15th. Yes, that is this weekend. December 14th, we've got a bunch of matches, including Okada versus Ghetto. Oh, boy, Ghetto's going to get it. Tanahashi, Ospreay, Togi, Makabe, Toriyano versus Omega, Kota Ibushi, Takahashi, and Chase Owens is the main event of that show. December 15th, the main event. Here is the main event for December 15th, everyone. Tanahashi and Ospreay versus Omega and Ibushi. Think about that match. And a bunch of others as well. This weekend, we also have MLW live on beIN Sports. We have UFC. We have Bellator. We have ROH Final Battle. And if you're here in Seattle, we have two big things going. There's a Defy show on Friday. That's Friday night. You can check out all the information on the Defy Twitter at DefyNW or the Defy Wrestling website. And on Saturday, it is the Defy Holiday Party, and at the Defy Holiday Party, it is myself, Lance Storm, and Filthy Tom Lawler. We're all going to be there for a live Q&A. That's the Defy Holiday Party on Saturday night. This coming Saturday, if you're in the Seattle area, and I've been told that a few tickets have been released, there are a few tickets left, not a lot. So if you want to attend the Defy Holiday Party, you pretty much got to get your tickets right now. And as noted, at DefyNW is the Twitter. All the links are up there as well to the website where you can buy tickets. I'm going to retweet it here in a moment. Do not miss out on this. I've just retweeted the info for the actual show. And then we'll get the Defy Holiday Party tickets. Here's a link to that as well if you want to go up there and check those out. So I don't know the next time that myself, Lance, and Filthy are all going to be in the same place at the same time. At least publicly. So you might want to get out there. Let's go to the phone. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, boys. How are you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, dude.
Hey. What's up? You know, a few weeks ago, Brian, you and I talked about, I know before you read the great five-point preview that Raw probably put out already, what they could do to kind of shake things up and make it better. What were you guys thinking about touching on, like, realistic story, you know, storylines and characters? You know, like, I don't know, off top of my head. You know, they call Sasha Banks the boss. Why is she the boss? We never find out why she's the boss. You know what I mean?
And they're just gimmicks.
You know, I understand that, but maybe tie that gimmick into her real life. You know, I read some things about Sasha that, you know, her father left when she was young and she had to take care of her family. Why not go and dwell into that realistic, you know, characteristics of the performers and, you know, get the fans invested that way? What do you think about that?
Well, I got two things to say, all right? First thing is, as far as the boss goes, like, I understand among the youngsters today, the character of the boss can be like a babyface character, but, like, there are no youngsters watching this show. They're all old dudes. And this boss character that she does, it's a heel character. And she's out there every week trying to be a babyface. And that's the first problem. The second issue is they have tried to use people's real lives a number of times. And sometimes it works. It worked with Eddie Guerrero, for example. Everybody got behind Eddie because he was a man dealing with addictions. And everybody knew that. And it made him a very sympathetic character to a lot of people. But think of the 80% of the time that they've tried to use somebody's real life, and all it has been is basically just exploitive, and you don't know. They don't do it right.
Shout out to Kim Patera in the cell.
they could do it right. You could do it right, but 80% of the time they don't do it right. But of course, 80% of the time, the fake characters don't get over either. So there is no simple answer to this.
You know what my favorite Boss character is? Boss Rutan in around 2001 when he was in New Japan.
You kidding me? I know you're not kidding me. That's why I asked that question.
Well, you know, it's Sasha Banks' chunky four-finger ring that says Boss. You going to get one of those made up?
Hey, Jacob, on the Sports Byline, you're on the air. What's up?
Hi, guys. I just started collecting wrestling figures again. I want to know, does that make me a nerd?
Ah, get out of here. Drop that guy.
What was that?
I can hear his voice, and I know who he is. He thinks he's going to try and get through there on the Sports Byline, but I'm not an idiot, dude. All right, let's go to the phones, the real phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hi, this is Chris from Houston, Texas. How y'all doing today?
What's happening, Chris?
Nothing much. I've got a couple of questions that have kind of been weighing on my mind. I've been meaning to call into the show for a bit, but I just wanted to get your opinion on a couple of things. I haven't been watching Raw or SmackDown as much lately, and I've noticed that I'm really not looking forward to TLC, and I think the reason is just because it's with all the pay-per-views in general. It's just become this yearly thing of there's no story building to, like, the actual TLC matches. It's just, well, it's TLC time, so let's just get TLC matches together. Do you think that maybe just the fact that they've had all these yearly pay-per-views, like, you know, even with the War Games we just had, okay, it's Survivor Series, War Games time for NXT. Do you think that might be a problem that could be turning some people off of the show now?
I would say that in the grand scheme of things, I don't think that's one of the big things. I think that it's hard to say why everyone... here's the thing. Whenever people go, this is why people aren't watching the show, I mean, the reality is you can never say that. Like, everybody's different. Everybody watches wrestling for different reasons. Everybody likes different people. Everybody's interested in different things. So it's hard to, like, pinpoint one reason why people aren't watching the show. Now, I can look at certain reasons that I think are bigger than others, and I think that, like, the lack of characters that people care about, the lack of a big-time baby face, like a face of the company that people really want to get behind, I mean, that's a big thing. But there's a lot of other reasons we could talk about after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Raw tonight, TLC Go Home Show, Valley View Casino Center, San Diego, California. Seth Rollins will address Dean Ambrose in the current state of Monday Night Raw under Baron Corbin. He will defend his Intercontinental title against Dean Ambrose at TLC on Sunday. And we have also got a press conference that Alexa Bliss is going to host with Ronda Rousey and Nia Jax. I can only imagine. And I believe that's opening the show, if I recall correctly. They could change that, but I believe that's what they originally announced. Tuesday, Jeff Hardy and Samoa Joe's feud will continue. WWE has announced a segment where Hardy will address Joe on Tuesday's show. Comes after a storyline last week where Joe appeared on the video screen from a bar and issued a public service announcement about moderation and excessive drinking. He's the heel. There's also an angle on the November 27th episode where Joe interrupted Hardy. I mean, I didn't mention this on the Filthy Tom Lawler show where we were reviewing SmackDown, but this is one of those things, this is one of those reasons, one of those little reasons. The little things all add up to why people aren't watching the show like they used to. Jeff Hardy is in the ring with Randy Orton, okay? Big star, Randy Orton. He's about to win. He's running wild on Randy Orton. He's laid Randy Orton out on a table. He goes up top. He's going to do some wacky dive from the top onto Randy Orton on this table. And what happens, everybody? Well, Samoa Joe appears on the big screen. He's in a bar, and he's issuing this public service announcement. Jeff Hardy gets distracted. Randy Orton gives him an RKO. Randy Orton gets the pin. Now, I know that this happens a lot, that Babyface gets distracted and pinned. But you know what made me even more angry about this? The week before on this show, it was Jeff Hardy Appreciation Night. And he's celebrating. And he's having a great time. And Samoa Joe comes out live in the building. He's in the building. He starts coming down the aisle. He starts cutting a promo on Jeff Hardy about Jeff Hardy's drinking past. Do you know what happens when he does that? Jeff Hardy goes, "Cool, dude." He doesn't care. He blows it off. Water off his back. He's heard this a million times. So Joe goes away. So if the storyline is that Jeff Hardy doesn't care about this trolling, and it's water off of his back, and he couldn't possibly care less about Joe being in the building and saying this stuff, why the next week does Joe appear on the big screen and Jeff is just profoundly distracted? Oh my God, I can't even believe it. I've got to just stop wrestling. I've got to stop winning this match to stand in the middle of the ring and watch a video on the big screen, and then he eats an RKO and gets pinned. This sucks. It's terrible storytelling. There's no internal consistency to any of it. And so, Jeff Hardy looks like a moron. That's why people are watching. It's not like that specific thing, but how do you get behind baby faces? How do you find characters that you like and want to get behind? Every single one of them is an idiot, with very, very rare exceptions. The rare exceptions were Roman Reigns, who is gone, and Braun Strowman, who's gone right now. Like, all you have left is Alexa Bliss. Everybody else is a moron. Finn Balor's out there every week, and he's saving the babyfaces. Then he gets beaten up by Drew McIntyre. Not one of the babyfaces that he helped comes to his aid. How can you get behind people like this? Those are the problems, and there are a thousand others. But they think, oh, this stuff doesn't matter. Oh, this stuff is just, Brian's just complaining about nothing. I'm not the one that has record low ratings right here, okay? I'm not the one that's down 20% year over year. Yeah, they just signed a $2.1 billion deal or whatever. Cool. That is awesome. They're fine for five more years. But hey, that's all I'm saying.
And yeah, you're right. And it's all those little things. You can chuck something to the side. I mean, wrestler paralysis has been a very serious issue for a long time. Once theme music hits, you lose the ability to leave the ring. At the very least, you lose the ability to leave the ring until somebody actually, like, starting to get in it. And even then, and you throw that to the side because, well, that's just wrestling. And okay, if everything else is going smooth, you can kind of chuck that to the side. The same way you could chuck to the side somebody getting distracted if it was up on the screen. But the problem is, we see these things every single week. We saw Bobby Roode, 2 weeks before that, lose a tag title match because there's a little guy running off with his robe. Now, in theory, if you were to win these titles, because titles are supposed to win something, yeah, you could afford plenty of new robes because you got the gold, but the titles don't mean anything. The match doesn't mean anything. Nothing means anything. And again, we're starting to see, and I know it's a new wrestling fan. I know there's a lot of changes that have happened, but there are some things that are universal and that are timeless, and we don't have to go back into telling the fables again, but there are just some things that are just so simple that they continue to look past or ignore or dismiss and then wonder why people get frustrated as they do.
Man, look at this right here. Luke, after a large crash today off my bike, one dislocated shoulder, one battered leg, 2,000 pounds worth of damages, 8 hours of hospital, 1 week of no work, but enough time to catch up on Dave, Semper Vivi, and Brian. Every cloud and all that. I love you, Luke. Best of luck. Best of luck with everything.
Thank you.
You know, I don't know.
I appreciate you putting me in that mix instead of Lance and Filthy. You know, they usually are the only ones. And Granny, even. I over all of them. Look at that. Luke, you're the man. I appreciate that very much.
I have something I'd like to say, but I'm not going to say it. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up? I'll think about it. You're on the air, fans.
Ishmael. This is Ishmael in Virginia.
Yes, Ishmael.
Ish in a garage.
Yes, that's from what it sounds like. So going off what you're saying about Monday Night Raw, first of all, I want to say it's funny what people say about Ronda Rousey, like she's the reason behind the poor ratings. She's the only person who can say she's literally drawn millions of pay-per-view buys with Betch Kohea and Amanda Nunes, but that's another story. But going on to why this
Hey, Ishmael, hold on a second. Hold on a second, okay? I just want to say something here, all right?
Yeah.
So people that are saying, like, it's Ronda Rousey's fault that things are down, okay?
Yeah, they're idiots.
Do you realize how many people said, do you know why things are down right now? It's because of John Cena. And then later, it was because of Roman Reigns. All right? Well, here we are. It's 2018. It's the end of 2018. And we actually know what happens when you don't have Roman Reigns or John Cena on the show. This place is dead.
That's exactly
my point. Everybody thought that they were the reason for this being so bad, and in reality, they were the ones that were, like, anchoring and keeping this show afloat. So, Ronda Rousey, like, if you think that Ronda Rousey is, like, is the one that's responsible for taking the show down, like, she's one of the things that's keeping this thing afloat.
Hey, Dave, let Ishmael make his point.
Get out of here, Mike.
So if you look at the show, it's actually not Ronda. It's actually Baron Corbin, who's the central character in the show, scene by scene. And what every show needs, good show, bad show, drama, sci-fi, every show needs a fulcrum, okay? They need a centralized character. Before, it was Cena. People, a vocal minority hated him, but it was the central part of the show. You can rally behind, like, okay, when's he coming out? You can design a show around that. Oh, I get to hate him now. Oh, I get to love this segment now, blah, blah, blah. Then it was Roman Reigns. The vocal minority didn't like it, but he was still the most, like, talked about, the main part of the show, the meat to the potatoes. And now this is the worst central act to a show of Baron Corbin that I've ever seen in my life. And when you design a show around Baron Corbin, yes, we have record low ratings in the history of Monday Night Raw because the fulcrum, the axis, the central part of the show is one of the most boring overall performers. So there's nothing to look forward to.
Ishmael, I want to thank you very much for the call, dude. Look, here's the Raw preview. For all of you that claim that Raw is being built around Ronda Rousey, that's why it's so bad. Here is the preview, okay? The top thing on this preview is Seth Rollins will speak out on Dean Ambrose and the current state of Monday Night Raw under Baron Corbin. Number two, Natalya and Ruby Riott set the tables. Number three, Heath Slater begins new career path because of Baron Corbin and what he did with Rhino and Heath Slater. Number four, did Drew McIntyre's assault on Finn Balor change the TLC landscape? Also, a storyline built around Baron Corbin. And the only thing involving Ronda Rousey in this whole preview is the Alexa Bliss press conference about TLC. This show is built around Baron Corbin, not Ronda Rousey. There has never been any examples in her entire career that Ronda Rousey has been a negative for either UFC or WWE. Zero. None. I don't want to hear it. I refuse.
As well you should. It's a... I don't know. You can say how long she's out there. You can nitpick parts of the program that haven't worked. You can nitpick her promos that have in some ways gone off the rail and some things like that. And they haven't necessarily put everyone in the best positions at all times. But if you compare that to anything that's got to do with Baron Corbin, I know I'm jumping on him, but because they're building the show around him, you look at that and it is that the Bayley and those types of segments, those segments are far worse than what anything's going on with Ronda. I mean, Ronda's out there for 20 minutes on a show, or even if it's a half hour on a show that's 3 hours long, what's the excuse for the other 2.5?
Good head to break, everybody. Back in a moment with more. We got news and a bunch of text messages. I'm probably going to put a stop to the calls here for a while so we can get into these texts. Lots to get into. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah.
It was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with a BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as 1 business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I want to mention, 1 day left of this Whale Scout fundraiser. All proceeds going to Whale Scout. You can check it out on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. It's my wife's nonprofit. They do tons of habitat restoration work. Literally all of the money goes to habitat restoration. She doesn't even take a salary. It's all habitat restoration work. And there's a day left. We're about $400 short of the goal if you'd like to help out. There's a bunch of perks available if you click the link on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. And one of them is, if you're in the Northwest, a 2-night stay at the Cannon Beach condo that we've done many, many shows from over the years. 2-night stay, ocean view. If you've ever seen the Goonies, you literally look out the window and there's Haystack Rock. You can see migrating gray whales. Sleeps up to 6 adults, full kitchen, 2.5 bath. Available any 2 nights during the months of March and April 2019. The northbound migration season, mind you. And it says here you must schedule in advance, so don't just show up. Just want to make that clear. But yes, 2-night stay for $500. I guarantee you, I absolutely guarantee you, if you claim this perk and you spend 2 nights there, you will say, wow, for $500, we got all of that. So check it out. It's up there on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. And yeah, it's awesome. It's so funny.
You know what? Nothing. No, nothing.
Thank you.
It was actually a great cause. I know I was making jokes. Well, what could you find in the bedroom closet or things like that? But I'm not going to make any of those jokes because this is actually a legitimately good cause. And thankfully, that your wife is doing this and is a far better person than you, trying to help the environment and do these sorts of things.
Hey, I do my part. I do my best. But yeah, she does 10 times, 1,500 times more than me. She does more than Bob Backlund. I'll tell you that much.
And her, how is her carbon? What is your carbon footprint like in the family?
Well, I mean, dude, you should see the things that I'm prohibited from doing. Not really prohibited, but like, you know, she goes, shouldn't that go in recycling? Mm-hmm. You know how many times I've heard that in my lifetime? Plenty.
Are you going to have a compost yard?
We've got all sorts
stuff?
Of things here.
Man.
All right. Going back to New Japan, I appreciate this person says they didn't blow up the card, but I am bummed that Suzuki will be relocated to the dark match. Kazi Ninare is always a highlight. They changed his song a little bit. Not sure I'm a fan of that.
Well.
First says, I stopped watching Raw SmackDown when they booked Rousey versus Nia Jax at Money in the Bank because I was sick of the illogical booking. That's not Ronda's fault, though. She is doing a great job. Hey, she's doing her best. Whatever you want to say about Ronda Rousey, she's doing her best.
Yeah. Sometimes it might be too much with those promos. Again, that's where they need to kind of dial it back a little bit, unless she's going heel, and then she can continue on with the whole millennial thing. But it, in some ways, it's confusing. In other ways, it's annoying. And if that's the goal is to keep her a babyface, they probably need to temper some of that as she goes along. If not, let her keep doing it, and then we'll end up with something else. But it'll be interesting to see what happens coming up this weekend and how that's going to play in the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania, because there are still people that believe Asuka is going to get the Duke here, and that's going to obviously, yeah, and that's going to really set up what happens for Royal Rumble and some of the possibilities there. So all of this is very interesting, including what happens if it comes down to Asuka winning, Charlotte and Ronda, or Charlotte and Becky are basically fighting over who's going to face Ronda. I would assume, and you know what happens when you assume, we're probably still going to get Charlotte and Ronda at WrestleMania. I'll go with Nia and Becky at WrestleMania, with Becky getting her revenge on Nia. And that leaves Asuka defending the title, which opens up a door, if you wanted to, for a lot of different people. Not only anybody from the SmackDown side, which I kind of don't want to see, but then somebody coming up, a Kairi Sane, a Shayna Baszler, you name it, that could come up and actually be a challenge for her. I think that would be great. And that person debuting at the Royal Rumble, I think would be a nice time to do it.
This person here says, John Cena is clearly the biggest ratings mover in WWE. I agree that Ronda is not to blame for the current ratings. It's Corbin. But he says Roman Reigns has nothing to do with the quality or ratings of Raw. The show was still terrible with him, which focused around one man, Roman Reigns. These numbers are much lower now than they were with Roman. And this show is much more boring. Listen, even him coming out and getting booed vociferously was more exciting than the stuff we get now. I mean, yeah, of the three, I guess maybe he has the least impact. Maybe, but maybe not. This show is boring and doing terrible since he's been gone. And by the way, forget the ratings. Back in the day, before companies got $2.1 billion television deals, your television was designed to sell tickets to live events. That's what this business was all about. Even to this day, Vince looks at live events as a barometer of the health of his business. How many tickets can you sell? Well, John Cena disappeared from live events this year, and live events lost money. This company was formed in 1963. I don't think there's ever been a time where live events lost money. That's what John Cena did for live events. He was the one guy where if you put him on a live event, you would sell significantly more tickets than if he wasn't there. Luckily, he's coming back soon. But man, that's scary. Nobody to replace the guy. What's the update on Braun Strowman? Well, I mean, no update right now, but they would not be billing Strowman Corbin if there was no chance. He's going to be at TLC. It could be like a five-second match. Or if he's recovered enough, he could do a longer match. I don't think they're going to do, like, a real full-blown TLC match, because TLC matches are very, very painful, particularly to, of all things, your elbows. So I think it's going to be a quick match. There you go. This person, by the way, notes that when New Japan is running the U.S., I talked about this in the opening segment, it's actually a two-day difference between shows. If you missed the opening segment here, they're coming back to America. New Beginning USA. The first event will take place January 30th in L.A. at the Globe Theater. And then 2 days later, I forgot 31 days, half January or whatever.
31 days, half September.
It's half November, April, June, and December. All the rest have 31. Anyway, January has 31. So 2 days later, they will go from California to Charlotte, North Carolina.
High spots?
At the Grady Cole Center, February 1st. So, Young Lions,
high spots, but
Young Lions training at the New Japan Dojo will be a featured part of both shows. It will be running in conjunction with the New Beginning Tour in Japan. Wrestlers who are not a part of the USA Tour will be wrestling on those cards. So it's going to be a split crew, which might be difficult for ticket sales.
I just saw this a little bit before the show. So it seemed like Charlotte was just kind of surprised me. It's like, you know, well, you're going from L.A. to Charlotte. But, I mean, I wonder if that has anything to do with, like, in conjunction with, you know, a high spots or a something like that. The Grady Cole is not like, it's not like it's the Charlotte Coliseum or anything like that. So as far as ticket sales go, you know, they're not split crew or not split crew. It's not like they're running a massive 50,000 seat, 30,000 seat building or something like that, you know, over the top. So I'm sure they have their expectations tempered. But yeah, it's an interesting, I'm surprised that they're going cross country. And then obviously, you know, from there, you know, where they go, they just, I guess, flying back from Charlotte to LA and then LA back to Japan again. But yeah, interesting that they chose Charlotte, although great for the people that are down there.
Hey, hey, hey. This person here notes. I'm going to skip the text I was about to read just to make life easier for everybody. This person, however, says, it seems like the NXT call-ups who are top tier in NXT, Nakamura, Balor, Asuka, have had less than stellar performances on the main roster, while those who are mid-tier, Corbin and Elias, are having some success in booking and fan reaction. Is this more a booking or a too high expectations issue? I'll tell you exactly what this is. Nakamura and Asuka don't speak English. And Finn Balor is small and has a weird accent. That's it. Corbin is tall, and Vince, I guess, loves his personality. And let me tell you something about Elias. I have seen Elias live. This dude is jacked.
He's big.
He's got long hair, and he can play the guitar, and Vince loves it. So, like, that's it. Like, Triple H and Vince McMahon, sometimes they agree on things. Like, Triple H and Vince McMahon were both 100% behind Roman Reigns. However, clearly, if you watch NXT in the main roster, Hunter and Vince have different ideas. And you know what it comes down to? I'm going to tell you what it comes down to. Whatever you want to say about Roman Reigns, he is a really talented in-ring performer. I know people will go, oh, as all of his matches are built around the Superman punch and the spear. That's all he ever does. Well, yeah, I mean, Bret Hart, Five Moves of Doom. Hulk Hogan, Big Boot and Leg Drop. Ultimate Warrior, the Big Splash. I mean, you could go Steve Austin. I mean, Steve Austin was actually a great worker, as was The Rock. But, I mean, it was all built around The Rock Bottom, The People's Elbow, The Stone Cold Stunner. I mean, this is not, I mean, John Cena, for crying out loud, drew money forever with the Five Moves of Doom. All right, on the grand scheme of things, this is low on the list, all right? But he was a good worker, great body. Oh, but he covered it up with a flak jacket. He had a good body. He was a big dude. He had long hair. Pretty man. All right? So, like, it ticked boxes for both guys, Vince McMahon and Triple H. Now, aside from that, as you can see by the call-ups, Hunter is more about, I want to see this person's talent. Like, I can overlook the fact that they don't speak English. I can overlook the fact that they have an accent. I can overlook the fact that they're probably 180 pounds. Vince is 73 years old. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. He sees Corbin's tall. He's impressive going through an airport. Elias is a big, jacked up dude, long hair. I mean, that's just the way things go. So when Vince is out of there, you're probably going to see a larger number of people get opportunities. That's what you're going to see with Triple H. More people will get opportunities. Vince is much more narrow-minded, narrow-casted. You have to look a certain way. You have to be a certain height. Do you realize it for a while? When they were looking for new talent, there was a requirement. Let me repeat that. A requirement. Not like, you know, this is what we'd like to see, but it was a requirement that you had to be 6'2 and 225 pounds to get a look. Yeah. That was a requirement. Do you know, by the way, trivia question for everybody. Going back to the 50s, Vince McMahon Sr.'s television that he had out of New York, who knows what the name of that show was? Anybody?
All-Star Wrestling?
Now, I'm going to give everybody till, and don't look it up. If you look it up, you're cheating. Tell me what you think the name of Vince McMahon Sr.'s television show was out of New York in the 50s, okay? I'll give you 2 minutes and I'll reveal it after the break. But anyway, you know, some things never change. Let's just put it that way. All right, this person here says, decision by New Japan to run North Carolina may be a prelude to further attempts to run American wrestling meccas to aid their ticket sales in the new market. Yeah, it's true. Well, I hope they try. They should.
Hopefully the weather's good. I mean, that's the biggest part of that time of year as you're going through the mountains. I mean, Charlotte is 4 hours away. It's 4 hours away from Richmond. It's 4 hours away from Atlanta. It's 4 hours away from Knoxville roundabout. So location-wise, for people who never had a chance to go to a New Japan show, it's in a great location. Now, unfortunately, weather may be the biggest thing that plays a part as far as sales go. But again, 3,000 tickets in Charlotte, I don't think they're going to have a problem doing.
All right, back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, I want to apologize real quick to Ted in Philly, who was waiting on the line. I got a new setup here and messages from headquarters. They come and go a little quicker, so I'm still trying to get used to this. So I didn't see that he was waiting. I apologize. So as far as the name of Vince McMahon Sr.'s television show, person here says Capital Wrestling Corporation. Nope, that's the name of the company. This person says Tall Muscly Wrestling Federation. No, but that would also be the name of the company. The name of Vince McMahon Sr.'s show in the 1950s. Not All-Star Wrestling. Not Superstars Wrestling. Heavyweight Wrestling. Mm-hmm. The name of the show. Heavyweight Wrestling. His son, Vince McMahon, runs in the family.
Well, yeah, here's the thing.
Oh, one more thing. I just got to say this real quick.
Go ahead.
This person says, Vince loves Elias, but not Bobby Roode, who's just as jacked. I was in a show with Bobby Roode and Elias.
No offense.
Elias is like 40 pounds heavier than Bobby Roode.
Almost all muscle, it seems like, right now.
Bobby Roode is he's got a great physique, but he is way smaller than you think. And Elias is way bigger than you think. I couldn't believe how big Elias was.
That Elias, he does. It's not to the point of Billy Gunn, but it's in that same realm of like deceptively big, deceptively a lot bigger than they may seem. But you know, it's characters. You know, that's the one thing you hope you get under a Triple H. One thing with like a Kevin Owens or somebody like that, you need a bunch of characters, a lot of different wacky characters. And even though Vince Sr. and Kevin Dunn, they talk about it, when it comes to execution, it takes all kinds, and all kinds need to be in your group.
Man, there's a list of successful people from NXT. Corbin, Elias, Alexa Bliss, and Carmella. What do they all have in common? And unsuccessful, Balor, Nakamura, Asuka, Bayley, Bobby Roode, Sami Zayn, Samoa Joe. I mean, look at those names. That's your answer. We're out of time, everybody. I love all of them, but I'm not Vince McMahon. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, Wrestling Observer Live.